Welcome to the first episode of Outside the Marbles. This episode we'll be talking about NASCAR at Richmond, last weekend at Martinsville, and a lot more. So stay tuned and let's get this episode started. First thing we'll do on this episode, we'll talk about Martinsville. NASCAR at Martinsville had the NASCAR Xfinity Series and NASCAR Cup Series at Martinsville. The NASCAR Xfinity Series was scheduled to happen on Friday, which got rained out to Sunday at noon Eastern. The race was an eventful race with a couple of cautions and some good battles through the field. The race winner was, for all people, Josh Berry, for his first Xfinity win ever. Now, personally, I was happy for Josh Berry. He has a lot of super late model experience and probably the most deserving driver to win a race. The NASCAR Cup Series was postponed from Saturday night to Sunday evening at 4 Eastern. I didn't watch much of the race, but the pieces I watched were okay. I think it could have been better. The race winner was Martin Truex Jr. I was really pulling for an underdog, but there's not much you can do about that. Now we're going to talk about this weekend's festivities in Richmond. To get ready for this weekend, we're going to talk about a little bit what happened last year. We only had one race last year at Richmond. Now, let's go talk about the Truck Series race. The Truck Series race didn't go for so well for Johnny Sauter with a lap 8 pit stop. They thought it was a tire at first, but then we heard it was a track bar. After that, we really didn't hear anything about that. At lap 53, the first caution came out for the 53 truck spinning on the front stretch. After that, we didn't have a caution until the stage one, which the stage one winner was Zane Smith. Stage two went caution free. And the stage winner was Ben Rhodes. Shortly after the restart, on lap 155, Grant Enfinger got hit by his teammate and pitted two laps later. On lap 174, the caution came out again for the 22 truck spinning going into turn one. Now that race had four cautions for 37 laps, with an average speed of 94.551. And the race winner, who had troubles earlier in the race, Grant Enfinger, came back to win the race. Now, the Truck Series is scheduled to be racing Saturday night on FS1 at 7 Eastern, I believe. The stage lengths will be lap 70, lap 140, with the race concluding at lap 250. That's a little bit of the Truck Series, and now we'll go to the Cup Series. The NASCAR Cup Series will be racing at Richmond Raceway this weekend on Fox at 3 Eastern. This is the 129th running of the race. The last time NASCAR ran a day race at Richmond was 2017, and the race winner was Joey Logano. The last spring race was ran on 2019 because last year with the pandemic. The race winner was Martin Truex Jr. with 5 cautions for 41 laps, with an average speed of 99.852 miles per hour. 29 cars were left on the lead lap. Toyota has won the last 5 out of the last 6 races. This Sunday's race will be 400 laps with a stage break at 80 and 225. My apologies. This weekend's race will be a great one because of the heat and the multi-groove racing. My predictions to win this race will be Martin Truex Jr. Martin Truex Jr. is right now probably the best short track racer. We'll see who wins this race. Now, let's talk about the IndyCar race this weekend at Barber Motorsports Park. The IndyCar race this weekend will be on Sunday, April 18th at 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. There was no race last year because of the pandemic. The last race was 2019, and the race winner was Takuma Sato. The race length was 207 miles, with 1 caution for 7 laps, with an average speed of 107.272. 13 cars ended up on the lead lap. Barber Motorsports Park is in Birmingham, Alabama. Barber Motorsports Park is 16 turns, 2.38 miles, and 3.83 kilometers. My prediction to win this race is Joseph Newgarden. When he is qualified up front, he has won the race. So I believe he will win this race. The last thing we'll be talking about in this episode is F1. F1 will be returning to Imola for the second time this decade. The last time F1 ran a race at Imola was in 2006, and the race winner was the legend Michael Schumacher. Imola is one of my favorite racetracks for a lot of reasons, but mostly because it's a fast racetrack. Imola is a 20-turn, 5-kilometer, 3.1-mile racetrack. F1 has ran 28 races, so that means this weekend's race at Imola will be the 29th race. The last race ran at Imola for F1 was in 2020. The race winner was Lewis Hamilton, with a race time of 1 minute 28 seconds, with an average speed of 209 kilometers per hour. The race had only 1 caution for 6 laps, with 1 lead change. The margin of victory was 5.7 seconds, which is one of the closest finishes in F1 so far this decade. F1 will be seen on ESPN at 2 a.m. Eastern. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Outside the Marbles, and we will return with more content next week. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Outside the Marbles. Next week, we'll recap everything that happened in Richmond, Barber, and Imola. Like I said, thank you for listening, and we will see you next week here on Outside the Marbles podcast.